Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and we are here every Friday with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc, and Jean-Luc originally comes from France. He has been on our radio show, 382 times, I think, maybe?
Exactly. Bingo.
Perfect. Bingo. So that's a lot of radio shows. 300, that's a lot of radio shows. That's crazy. So for all those people that are listening in, the way this whole thing got started is a good friend of ours, his name again is Jean-Luc, was a customer of mine, obviously many years ago. And I said to him, you know, you're such a good guy. You have such a wonderful attitude and a great philosophy, and you are very knowledgeable about a lot of things. Maybe we can do some radio shows together because, you know, the world needs more Jean-Lucs. And as a result of that, we started to do this radio show. And we did it for a number of years. And then one day, I got a phone call from Jean-Luc, which was rather unexpected. And he said, I'm not going to be able to do any more radio shows. So that kind of surprised me. I didn't think we had a falling out or anything else like that. So I said, Jean-Luc, what happened? And he said, well, I'm going into the hospital to have, you know, I'm on a waiting list for a heart transplant. And I said, heart transplant, holy cow. Now, I knew he was having a challenge with his health, which was really very different. Because Jean-Luc, if you listen to some of our previous radio shows, is excellent health, takes care of himself like crazy, mind, body, spirit, the whole thing. And for him to have just like a faulty valve that couldn't be replaced really sucked. But he needed a heart transplant. And as a result of that, he says, I'm going to have to wait in the hospital. And I didn't know when we would have him back, if ever, you know, because that's pretty risky at any age, heart transplant. You know, we're not talking about, like, you know, pulling a tooth. We're talking about, you know, major surgery and then some. But within rapid time, he was had his heart. He was out of the hospital in unbelievable time and doing the radio show all over again. And I love to have Jean-Luc's perspective because, again, he has contacts in Europe and he has contacts on – he's a seaman, so that's a good thing. I love the idea that he's a sailboat captain and he's got just great perspective on a lot of different things. And I'm pleased and proud to call him a friend as well as a radio show guest host. So Jean-Luc and I are going to talk about whatever he picks tonight, and I am always here, happy to be with Jean-Luc. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I am glad to call you as a friend, too. We become friends after 300, I think way before 352 radio show. Not after, before that. Yeah, we become friends. And he's a friendly radio show. Everyone can listen. He's a free talk. We talk about everything and anything. And tonight I want to talk about the title of the radio show is Obama's Third Term. Radio show 382, 29 of March. And we end the first quarter of this new year.
Yeah.
Which is not that new anymore. But before I talk about this, I want to talk rapidly about what Macron, you know, Macron, the president of France, this crazy guy, said.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was listening something on a French side, like you say, I have different possibility to listen in English or French, maybe after another language, but for the moment it's these two. And a politician named Fabien Roussel, secretary of the Communist Party in France, and he was quoting Macron because Russia also Vladimir Putin, I think, asked for a ceasefire. Do you know that, Peter?
He asked for what?
Russia.
Oh,
the country,
a ceasefire in Russia?
Asked for a ceasefire. Russia asked, not even Ukraine.
Wow.
Russia asked for a ceasefire. Say maybe we ceasefire and we sit down on a table and talk about peace. And Macron, the president of France, say we cannot access the demand of Russia because they will have the possibility to rearm themselves, meaning rebuild the ammunition and all of this. It's completely stupid, and he's a war monger, say, and he wants to continue to go to war, and he wants to go to war with Russia.
Crazy, huh? Yeah, crazy.
Russia asked for a ceasefire, and France through Macron. Macron said no. Nobody except this guy, Fabien Roussel, in France, say what? Why Macron say he refused the ceasefire asking by Russia? Because they want to continue. And recently, different country in Europe say we will send the F-16 to help Ukraine, and the U.S. too. And Putin say we'll put down this plane. And every country who have this kind of plan and coming to Ukraine will be a target. Woo-hoo. They need to take Putin seriously, okay?
Yeah, crazy.
But tonight, the main topic is Obama's third term. Do you know the Democrats are planning to have Obama back?
No. Like, they can't, because he's already served two terms, they say.
Yeah, he cannot be, what is the word, Peter? He cannot be elected.
Right.
For a third term.
Oh.
He cannot be. He's a 22 amendment of the Constitution. He cannot be elected.
Right, yeah.
For a third term. More than two terms.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember Lyndon Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
He was the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
He runs the country.
Yeah.
He runs the country, not being elected. It's before your time. Okay. I understand that. But when he runs the country, he was not elected.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he was just the president because he was a vice president and become president because the president was killed.
Right.
But after he has been elected one time, and if he wants, he can be elected another time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has been elected only two times.
Mm-hmm.
I will not surprise to see a Biden-Obama ticket. Okay? Because the way nothing stopped Obama to be elected as a vice president.
Don't know how that works, but that would be an interesting thing.
You have nothing stop him to be elected as a vice president.
Really?
Because the 22nd Amendment say he cannot be elected more than two times. Okay, done. But now he can run as the vice president.
Well, that'd be crazy.
He can run Biden-Obama, not Obama-Biden, Biden-Obama, Biden-President, Obama-Vice-President. And few times after that, Obama can... Who's the 25 article, meaning Biden is not fit to be a president mentally and physically. And what happened? What happened if he cannot be? The vice president take over, correct?
Yeah. I don't know. Do they even let him run again for VP? Like, could Biden actually have Obama as a VP? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he can. What stop him?
I don't know.
Biden can have Obama. Biden can run as a president because he mm-hmm. run only one time. Even if he loses, mm-hmm. his election to take over. But he mm-hmm. can run. He can run. Have Obama as vice president. Obama after put the article, the 25 article, say, Biden is not fit to physically and mentally to be the president. And mm-hmm. after the president, who runs the country? The vice president.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
No?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Or he can repeal the 22nd Amendment, but he don't even need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even need to do that. Just this. Yeah, I run as a vice president. And when you know he's already already an advisor for the Biden campaign, he gave order mm-hmm. to Biden staff in Washington D.C. He's already have his crew in place. What is the problem for him?
Oh, I don't know.
Now he can also convince Michelle to run for the president.
Yeah, she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. But that doesn't mean he won't.
She don't want it, but, you know, for the Democrats to do something, maybe they push her to run as a president and just mm-hmm. to be here and the country will be run by Barack.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes anyway.
Yeah, he never stopped. We saw him many times with Biden. He's at the White House all the time, and mm-hmm. he now gives some, even gives some order. And I will give you more information about this. You remember mm-hmm. when he, after his second term, what does he say?
Oh, he said in a wonderful situation. Yeah, he would love to be able to run the country and kind of not be in front, but still be able to run the country.
Yeah, but when he quit the White House, he said, I'm sure if I will be able to run a third time, I will be reelected as a president.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said some stuff like this.
Oh, he'd be a shoo-in.
Yeah.
He would win super quick, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if you look at the country himself, what is the population who will vote for Biden Obama?
Oh, gosh. It would be 60%.
Huh?
60% of the country would do it.
You have You have all the millennials and the Z generation.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Millennials. Millennials. Okay. I get it.
And the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the millennials and the Gen Z is 113 million
mm-hmm.
people. The baby boomer, us, who was pushing the election and many things, and who has the wealth, is only 70 million compared to these two generations.
Mm-hmm.
And what this generation wants, they have 133 billion in student loan. They want this to be wiped out. Okay. Why do they want? They want a stimulus. You know, during COVID-19, Biden administration gave $1 trillion stimulus, but they want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. their credit card are above 50%, they cannot take credit card. 8 million of Americans are behind the mortgage. And this gives a huge political opportunity, a guy like Obama, to say, oh, we will do this for you. We will cancel all the student loans. We will give more stimulus. And maybe we cancel also your credit card debt. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there
I
are
could see happening.
What?
I could see this happening.
Yeah, it's for that. When you look at the condition of the country and you look at all of this and the possibility is you have to be elected as a vice president and take over after. You know, during 2016, Bernie Sanders had 84% of the millennials vote. But at this time, there was not that, there was not outnumbered the baby boomer.
Mm-hmm.
But he has 84% of the millennial vote. Now, imagine
yep.
tomorrow we have a Biden-Obama. They can have all of this. And when you look at
yeah.
AOC is a millennial too.
Yeah.
And what does she push? Everything
that's
free,
just...
healthcare free, stimulus free, and on the other side, raise the taxes to up to 70%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just confused.
Yeah, he's your friend, I think.
Yeah. She's messed up.
Hey, we'll see. We have not talked about her for a long time.
No, she's got some competition. She's got some competition. Somebody's running against her.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It'd be nice if she lost.
Oh, yeah, it will be great, huh? She already lost, but on the other way, you know?
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
She don't know too much what she's doing.
She's nuts. She's
but the
policy
they are employing in this country are Marxist policy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this
yeah.
is not something completely new. They start 40 years ago. But they apply slowly, and this country is becoming more and more communist country. You remember
yeah.
when I asked you to take a dictionary and to check the difference between socialism and communism?
I do. And
okay.
I did. I don't remember it, but I did.
Yeah,
yep.
And you remember you don't have difference when you look in the dictionary. What is the difference? On the definition of these two words, you don't have a difference. Basically, it's the same
yeah, no,
thing.
They were very similar. Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, similar. Similar thing. Now, if some people are socialists, you can say, oh, you are a communist, because it's basically the same thing, and they push this for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when we look how Obama... was in Illinois, I think in Chicago, how Obama become a president. You remember?
He gave a speech, people were impressed, and that was it. He was the chosen boy after that.
Yeah, not completely like this, but he became one of the first to use a social social platform.
Yep.
Facebook,
mm-hmm.
YouTube, Twitter, all of this. He was one of the first to use this platform. Okay? And what does he use, the other effect he used?
I don't remember.
He used a celebrity.
Well, a lot of people loved him. You know, he was Oprah Winfrey, everybody from Oprah Winfrey,
exactly,
and everybody else.
Exactly is the correct name, Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
He used her because she was alpha female on the world. She was bigger than the president at this time, and he used her and to be elected as a president.
Mm-hmm.
He used, one, the social platform. Second, he used Oprah Winfrey, and he have been elected as the president. Now, what can he do now?
Hey, well, he's doing a whole bunch of things behind the scenes, fundraising, and probably running a lot of what's going on with Biden policy, the Biden administration.
Yeah. But if he use a platform, which platform will be?
Oh, well, he's going to do still social media like crazy.
Yeah.
And the news.
Yeah,
I mean,
which one? And the
media. He'll use, he'll use Facebook. He'll use the media, you know, all the news stations, of course.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he'll
of course.
Use Instagram because he's kind of like a cool-looking dude. He probably
can't use...
Popular,
one is more popular to what you say about millennia and Gen Z.
Oh, he'll use TikTok.
TikTok, exactly. TikTok, 1.5 billion users globally. And it's for that the government don't want to close TikTok. And he will use TikTok because even the Secretary of State say if you close TikTok, you will lose 35% of the... you will lose 100% of people under 35 years as a voter. You will lose all these voters if you close TikTok. He will use TikTok.
Oh, they're not going to close TikTok. They're not going to close TikTok before the election. They're not going to close TikTok before the election. That's for sure.
No, sure. Now, which celebrity will use?
Will use TikTok?
Which celebrity Obama will use to push his campaign?
Oh, I have no idea.
The one is on the news almost every day.
Celebrity on the news every day?
Yeah. She's a woman.
She's a woman? Who's on
the
news every day? Oh, you talked about Taylor Swift. That's right, Taylor Swift.
Exactly, Taylor Swift. Because Taylor Swift have a million of followers.
Oh, sure.
And she create a lot of even economy. Recently, I saw an article. She have been on a Blue City and create $10 billion economy. Gross income, all of this, because she was organizing a concert. Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you look closely, even some fake news start to talk about this. I give you an example of one title. How Taylor Swift can save Joe Biden? It's one
How
of the titles of an article.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Eh?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, we don't know, but he was question mark, and he have an article how she can save Joe Biden. She can save Joe Biden by saying to these people, hey, we need to do something for the Democrats.
Yeah, all she has to do is say she wants to do Joe Biden.
Yeah. But she can even give some advice to help these people to decide. Do you know how much people pay to go to Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, my gosh. Hundreds of dollars per ticket, I'm sure.
$1,200 and more.
Crazy.
And tomorrow she can say, hey, guy, if you vote for Joe Biden, I give you a free ticket or 50% off or whatever.
She won't do that because that's probably something that's illegal. But the reality is that she can just say vote for Joe Biden and a lot of people would.
Yeah, she can endorse Joe Biden and done. Yeah.
Yep.
All of this bringing on all of this aligned to say, okay, maybe you will have something this way. Well, what the millennials, the Gen Z want is to, they want a free healthcare, pay the student loan, stimulus, free check, and not working.
Yeah.
And this can be a speech from a politician like Obama and pushing these people.
Well, Biden
promised to go after people to take, okay, we go after rich people and to put a 70% taxes. They even talk about putting a taxes on baby boomer.
Crazy.
Do you hear about that?
No.
Deutsche Bank is one of the biggest banks in Europe. Talking about putting a taxes on baby boomers to reduce the difference of wealth.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes you laugh, huh?
Crazy.
Okay. I think we need to move in Russia, Peter.
Yeah, I think so.
I see. Because
Tucker
Carlson said, Moscow is clean. Yeah. Let's go in a clean city with the president. He has his head on his shoulder and not under.
Well.
For that, I say, okay, let's talk about this because if people listen and people want to listen to this show, yeah, don't be surprised if I think he have different possibilities. He can be, they push Michelle Obama, but she don't want to do that. We can have Grusome, Newsome, but all of this can arrive in August, you know, during the convention they have in Chicago.
Right.
But well, don't be surprised if tomorrow you see some sticker Biden, Obama.
Yeah, I think we should start selling them. We'd probably make a fortune selling them. Maybe that's what we should do.
Yeah, maybe we need to do that. sell the ticket. Yeah,
yeah, might as well.
$1,200.
Yeah. You don't have to like it.
You say, yeah, you can go to the convention in August or in November.
Right.
You can choose. Or both.
Well, we could sell tickets to a concert that most people would believe in and just kind of like, it doesn't have to be a concert.
The concert will be Biden, Obama, Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane. But guess what, Jean-Luc? We're running out of time. We're running out of time, believe it or not. This is fast.
If something like this happens, it will not be good for this country.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Continue to destroy the country. For the moment, I think we have only one choice, is Donald Trump, even if I didn't agree with everything with Trump. But like we say and we talk together about this, it's difficult to agree 100% with one person. Yeah, people know that, especially if they are married, you know. It's difficult to agree 100% even with your spouse.
Right.
But it's compromise, okay? And what is the best is what the voting is what is the better good for the greatest number of people.
Right.
And for this country, the best candidate can be up to now is Trump. Because he have done many things for the country and he will do many things for the country. But these people are destroying the country and I'm afraid the millennials, the Gen Z, most of them, not all, because I know some and I say, hey, be careful of what you do, what you vote for. Because after, if you think it's difficult for you, don't forget you vote for that.
Right. Wow. Well, guess what, Jean-Luc? We are done with our radio show. It went fast. So for those people listening in...
It's always fast. It's always fast.
It is always fast. So but the when, reality
when
is...
When it's interesting, and I think all our radio show are interesting, and depending what you expect on a radio show, but when it's interesting, everything goes fast.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Yeah.
Well, for those people listening in, if you celebrate Easter, happy Easter. We're going
to
do
Easter
egg. Yeah, happy Easter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Good Friday, sad day, obviously. But, you know, on the other side, things are going to wake up, and maybe we'll go through that same thing, kind of, you know, metaphorically, with what's going on with this country. So maybe, you know, after the election, maybe, there'll be an awakening and maybe a resurrection, if you will, of the greatness of this country, which is what it deserves to be. But holy cow, we're going down some dark moments. Anyway, so thanks for being here, Jean-Luc. Make sure you take care of yourself.
We are not finished, Peter. Trust me.
I get it. Yep. No. The future's bright. So we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Jean-Luc, thanks so much, and we'll speak to everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.